AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Good to be with you today. Matt, Eric here.
Hey.
Hey. Cough fit, just FYI. I could be coughing at any point. So just FYI. I'm feeling a lot better in regards to, I feel as if this is on the end, but still. Ugh. I'm hoping it, got spring break for the kids next week. I'm hoping I can kind of get a little bit of downtime, a little bit of relaxation time tomorrow, or this next week.
Yeah, that would not be fun being sick the whole break.
A lot to get to today. Wow, I mean, we do have a lot to get to. 952-946-6205, including Trump's tweet out that, and it's, you know, it's a tweet, but it is, you know, on Trump's official, so that the Golan Heights are now, he basically feels that they're permanently part of Israel. The Six-Day War, of course, the Golan Heights were part of Syria that was captured by the Israelis. There have been some settlements there. It has been a fairly large point of contention. I believe it was, what, 81? I think it was 1981. The Israelis actually passed laws that, basically said they are going to manage the territories. But now this is Trump officially endorsing the fact that's the Golan Heights are now officially part of Israel on this. There is a reason why this is going on right now. Part of it is because, and I'm convinced of this, if you remember, an Israeli company was part of Trump's campaign on manipulating social media in 2016. There was an Israeli company that was brought in to do that, and I honestly do think that there is some connection to this. It's kind of one of those things where it blares that there is some connection to this. But also it should be noted that Politico today pointed out that not only has Jared Kushner and Ivanka been caught pretty much red-handed. Remember, there's a chant that the Republicans like to scream called "Lock Her Up." It's in referring to Hillary Clinton apparently using personal computers and emails for official business. Funny story, Jared Kushner has been using WhatsApp to communicate, especially with the Saudi crown prince, and has not been saving screen captures, as he insists I screen capture everything I say on WhatsApp and saving it. And Ivanka has been using private emails, but not only them, but multiple other members of the Trump administration have been using. I mean, what did KT McFarland get caught using an AOL account number that not using an official government email. Needless to say, this is pretty much all these Republicans that were screaming, lock her up, they don't even know what they're screaming for anymore, because the Trump administration's 1,000 times worse than Hillary Clinton ever was at this, and they've just been caught. So my gut feeling is the announcement on the Golan Heights has to do with trying to cover up the embarrassment of the Politico story that basically shows that Jared and Ivanka are guilty of the president and violating the presidential acts numerous times, as well as also numerous other members of the administration as well. So that would be my guess there. So, and also he's trying to help Benjamin Netanyahu, who's right now losing in the polls, trying to help him win in his election. I mean, that's part of it as well. But I'm going to move past that. There's going to be enough people talking that on a national level. I don't think I necessarily need to get into that. Let's get into high school hockey tournament rules, shall we? Namely, what can you wear when you go to the high school hockey tournament? John Doberstein of Duluth says the state high school hockey tournament is a Minnesota jewel. Nothing beats the passion, earnestness, and quality of the players who give it their all before they put away their skates to move into adulthood. But there is one thing he hates about the tournament, the ads. For the past 5 years, it seems everywhere you look in St. Paul's XL Energy Center, you see Polymet. There's a gigantic booth covered in its logos. There are soothing ads featuring Minnesota's lakes and families. There are scholarships distributed to worthy players funded by the Canadian shell of a Swiss extraction giant. as Doberstein says, calls the company. He's a member of Duluth for Clean Water, an environmental group opposed to the PolyMet's plans to run a copper and nickel mine in the watershed of the St. Louis River on Lake Superior. Doberstein sees those waters like he sees hockey. They're Minnesota gems, and he's worried that if PolyMet gets final federal approval for the mine, it'll leach carcinogens, neurotoxins, and heavy metals into those waters. Having the company so present at the equally sacred tourney has been rubbing Doberstein the wrong way for a long time. Not everyone wants to see foreign mining companies propaganda at a high school hockey tournament, he says. And I've actually noticed it, too. That is, PolyMet runs, that is, it is a propaganda campaign. It absolutely 100% is. For the past few years, Doberstein and his friends have been making that as clear as they can. 3 years ago, they turned up at the tournament with signs that said, Bench PolyMet, standing near the PolyMet booth and getting the occasional word of encouragement from a passerby. The next year, they brought signs and a banner. Arena management confiscated the signs, but let them keep the banner. Curious about how far they could go, this year they scoured the arena's policies, left their signs at home, and they came wearing bright yellow T-shirts that announced Stop PolyMet. Now, it's basically everyone had a letter on their shirt, and so if they lined up in the right way, it said Stop PolyMet. The policy doesn't say anything about not wearing T-shirts, he says. But as soon as they approached PolyMet's booth, they were confronted almost immediately by a woman identifying herself as the facility manager. Soon, two St. Paul cops arrived. It was clear that staff were prepared, says Doberstein. The facility manager told them to either cover up the shirts or get escorted out of the premises. Now, if you haven't seen a picture of the shirts, it's once again, it's just a letter. Each one of them, they have to line up together. And they're telling them that they have to cover up this shirt or else they have to leave the state high school hockey tournament. Okay. And once again, we're not talking about a wild game. We're not even talking about a college game. We're talking about the state tournament, which is supposed to be something a little bit different than a money-making venture. They weren't quick to oblige after they'd seen no rule against it. He asked if this was an arena issue, a policy issue, or a tournament issue, and would they still be allowed to wear the T-shirts if they scrambled up the letters to make it say, like, Go PolyMet. The manager wouldn't give him a straight answer. Eventually, she, after an unproductive back and forth, she put her foot down. She said, that's it. We're kicking you out. But the St. Paul cops showed mercy and convinced the manager to let them stay as long as they promised to cover up, which they did. The officers saw that they weren't there to cause trouble, Doberstein says, and then they were there to watch hockey. I definitely expected to be confronted. I did not expect to be told right off the bat to cover up and get out. The XL Energy Center did not respond to the interview. This is in City Pages. Doberstein and his colleagues in Duluth for Clean Water, J.C. Christensen, recounted the whole administrative manager in a column that appeared in MinnPost. This is our tournament, they wrote, and we deserve better. Now, I 100% agree, and I think the people at the XL Energy Center need to understand something. Okay, I'm not going to talk about, like, Diet Coke or Bud Light or something like that. Although there is a heck of a war brewing between the Bud Light guys and that corn syrup ad, and Coors Light now is suing them. You can tell that Bud Light got a good ad in when they're getting sued to get the ad taken off the air. But I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not even going to talk about, like, Chick-fil-A, which, once again, is a business that evokes a lot of emotions. Their standards towards gay rights, namely they're against gay rights, is very well known. I don't go to Chick-fil-A. I will never go to a Chick-fil-A. And that's just my personal choice. But we're not even talking about that. XL Energy Center, you guys took money from PolyMet. And I understand you want to paint this off to be a mom-and-pop mining operation. They're just humdingers. It's an international mining group, which has specifically tried to use the state tournaments to convince Minnesotans that their potential poisoning of northern Minnesota waters is a good idea. And it's not. It's a horrible idea. They want the nickel and the copper out of the ground. They could care less about the natural disaster wasteland they leave behind. And that's the truth. You just have to go look at what the rest of these international mining groups have done in other countries. I mean, Governor Dayton went around and looked at what has happened here with domestic mining. And it's such a scar that he said no way. And international groups, I mean, there's no one from the Swiss or the Canadian group that cares about northern Minnesota. They just want the precious metals out of the ground, and they will do it the cheapest way possible. And this is why the Republicans' oopsie law is a dangerous thing, because the cheapest way possible for them is to poison the living daylights out of the land and then scream, oopsie. And the Republicans have said, well, he said, oh, oopsie, so taxpayers now have to clean it up. But you guys are taking money from a politically charged organization, Polymet, and you're taking a lot of money for them, which is, you know, once again, I guess your prerogative, but it's not a wild game. It's not a Disney on Ice. It's not a even like a college hockey playoff game. It's the state tournament, which is supposed to be part of the state, and here you guys are because your biggest priority isn't the state tournament, it's protecting Polymet and making sure Polymet doesn't look bad, even though it's money you probably shouldn't be taking. I understand it's easy for me to say turn down the money, but you're bringing in this political nightmare. You yourself are doing it. And then you, by going out there and telling people they have to cover up their shirts or leave the building because, God forbid, Polymet get offended. That's your choice. You have chosen to do that. You could just let people go up and stand in front of the Polymet booth, take their anti-Polymet picture, and be done with it. But you guys don't want that to happen because you're going out of your way to protect Polymet. This is on you guys. Like I said, this is not some regular business. This is a politically charged environmental discussion that we're having, to which the XL Energy Center has proven that if you just basically got enough bling in your pocket, they don't care. And it should not be your job. It's the shirts aren't swearing. The shirts aren't saying anything offensive. It says stop Polymet. You guys should not be going out of your way at a state hockey tournament to basically make sure that the Polymet guys, they're not being offended. Oh, did we hurt their boo-boo feelings? Did we? Well, gee willikers, holy golly gosh, we didn't mean that. We're just trying to stop them from destroying the natural resources of northern Minnesota. And so, you know, I'm kind of disappointed in you guys over at XL Energy Center. You guys should be better than this. And you guys act as if that this is, you know, some sort of grandstand for integrity. No, it's not. You yourselves took money. You knew that this was going to be something that was going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of people, there's a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that are not exactly excited about the idea of polluted waters in northern Minnesota. And you guys, you know, you sit there with your, it's our ice, you know, marketing plan. Why don't you take some of the water runoff from this mine and pour that into your rink? Oh, wait, that's not toxic? That's too toxic? It's not safe for the skaters? Because I think that you're missing the point here. The point is you guys got into bed with a political opinion. A private business who basically is trying to convince enough Minnesotans by being folksy and homegrown and down home and put on our suspenders and lean up against the fence post and say, we're just like you fellows. Ba-ding! They want you to do that, so they're snuggling up to the state tournaments. And in turn, you don't want anyone to say, wait a minute here, that's a really bad idea. This is on your guys' head, and I think it's a crime that if people can't go to a state tournament And before you say, well, why are you bringing politics in the state tournament? They're not the ones who are. You are. You're the ones that brought PolyMet into the XL Energy Center. They're just basically vocalizing their concern that PolyMet's not being honest about what they want to do with northern Minnesota's pristine waters. It's that simple. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
The Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul is the perfect choice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Offering daily fresh seafood specials, fire-roasted meats, exquisite pizza, and half-price bottles of wine on Mondays and Tuesdays, except on Xcel Energy event nights. Once you experience their cozy fireside dining, extensive wine list, and bar, you'll be back for more. Gift certificates and private dining room for parties available. Located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Moe's Tax Service, family-owned and operated since 1971, providing a full spectrum of tax preparation and associated services. Think about it. Why would you take your most important financial information to a franchise operation with a cheap basic package that goes up dramatically once you're in the door? You can find out all you need to know about Moe's by visiting www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or call them at 612-721-2026. Don't be a blockhead. Go to the professionals at Moe's Tax Service.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Progressive Voice of Minnesota. By the way, the stream will be up running here before too long, so if you're wanting to watch the radio show, hopefully we'll have it back up here before too much longer. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Susan is in Minneapolis. Susan, thanks for holding. Welcome on into the show.
Hi there, Matt.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that I agree with what you're saying about XL PolyMet 100%. And my litmus test for any environmental issue is pretty much what you said. Are you willing to have the trucks with the poisons and the toxins pull up in your backyard and start dumping in your own backyard? Could you tolerate that in your yard? And 100% of the time, the answer is going to be no. And that's how we need to approach environmental issues. But I like how you said, well, yeah, let's take all, you know, all the poisons from PolyMet and let's dump them on the ice at Excel. You have to bring it home and make them feel it. And you did that in a wonderful way today.
Well, thanks, Susan. And what this is really the Wilds marketing game plan. Thanks, Susan. I appreciate the phone call. It's the Wilds marketing campaign of, you know, bring in your vial of water from your pond, lake, whatever, and pour it on. And I actually think the way they do it is they pour it into a filtering system so it goes on out there. But it's a way, it's our ice. Well, all right, why don't you take the quote-unquote super clean runoff from the sulfur mines that's going to be there, and pour that on the old XL Energy Center floor and see how that works. See if you can get that stuff to freeze. Because I doubt you'll probably even be able to get it to freeze, if you want to know the truth, if it before it probably eats through the floor and into, you know, down that cliff there on the edge of the river. Seriously, it's poisonous toxins. And once again, don't look at the ticket buyer as bringing politics into it when you yourself got into bed with PolyMet first. You are the ones that took their money. You're the ones that put their logos all over the XL Energy Center. You're the ones that basically are now trying to stop anyone from daring to speak against PolyMet while they're in XL Energy Center. It's a state hockey tournament, you jerks. Come on. I mean, if you didn't want this, then you shouldn't have taken the money from PolyMet. Period. Matt is in Minneapolis. Let's get Matt's call in here before the bottom of the hour. Welcome on in, Matt.
Hey, Matt. You know, I work as a union carpenter with 322. I've called it a number.
What was that again?
I run up against this all the time because, like, I keep saying, hey, this is not environmentally responsible. I don't stand for this, me personally. And then sometimes, like, the union will come out and kind of support something that's a little counter progressive on that end. And it's really frustrating. I've been trying to advocate for, they're like, well, this is mining country and, you know, we've got to advocate for those jobs. And I keep telling them, hey, we need to start advocating for different jobs other than just mining. There's got to be something else out there for the folks to generate income from other than destroying our planet. And that's just like, I don't know. It's like, I'm totally for the environment and trying to keep it clean. And I just really, like, if we as progressives can offer a viable alternative to making like a living, decent wage.
Well, Matt, I'll actually come. Let me come in on that from a different angle. All right, clean up your mess. Ta-da! If you want to mine this stuff, that's fine. You're going to leave the ground and everything in pristine condition. You can set those standards. There's nothing saying that we can't do that. And the reality is, if we do set those standards, and thanks, Matt, I appreciate the phone call. If we do set those standards, if we do come on out and say, you know what? You can dig whatever you want out of the ground, but the land is clean, the air is clean, the water is clean. And your parent company, the people that own the shell company that you're in, all of you are responsible. And we know the Swiss company is really behind it. We could say, the parent company, we could write it in the contracts. You will clean up your mess. You will clean up your mess. And they won't mind here. And you know why? Is because the goal here is to come in, find some politicians who are willing to basically sacrifice their own state for a few campaign dollars and maybe a lobbying gig later on, a.k.a. the Republicans, get them to neutralize the rules and laws in place to keep the water clean, the air clean, and the land clean, and then in turn, then go on out there, mine, pollute the living daylights out of the place, walk away, maybe leave some local guy in charge. Like there's some figurehead you put here that once you've pulled 99.999% of all the precious minerals out of the ground, you hand over the company to some local stooge who basically feels as if I'm the new face of this company, only to have 2 weeks later come out and saying, there's nothing left in the ground and they've poisoned everything and now I'm on the hook for it. Oopsie. And because the Republicans have written the oopsie law and the oopsie law allows them to basically pollute willy-nilly, well, then the taxpayers are there and all the Republicans, they go out there, gee willikers, who could have ever guessed that this was going to happen? Gee willikers. Golly gosh, who ever guessed that this was going to happen? We did. And their hope is they'll be retired and be moved on, and they'll be basically like, well, there's not much you can do. Trust me, the Republicans today, the people behind this kind of mentality, if you went to them and say, here's the deal. Out of all the lakes on the Iron Range, the lake that you live on, the one that your cabin's on, we'll leave that one behind. The rest of them will destroy. Most Republicans will say, sounds good to me. You don't touch my lake. I could care less about what you do with everything else. As long as my lake's okay and I can still fish my lake, I don't care if you wipe out the rest of the environment. Because that's the in it's selfishness, it's greed. That's the age of Trump personified. 952-946-6205. Hold on, Gary. I'll take your call after the break. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
If you have a painting project, you should consider hiring Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration Company. We've been awarded nationally for craftsmanship, are highly professional, responsive, and fairly priced. If you feel overwhelmed by starting a painting project, we make it easy from start to finish. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. There is a difference. Our professionalism sets us apart. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavic.com to learn more.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. Let me tell you about the best parts of buying a vehicle with Rudy Luther. First, their staff is wonderful, friendly, and always ready to help. Another is the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Most of us try to be careful about how we eat and the safety of our food. At Total Dog Company, we believe in giving our dogs nutritious, safe food, too. We offer a variety of kibble, canned and frozen and dehydrated raw foods. We study ingredient lists of every food we sell. We don't sell products that are primarily vegetable protein or that contain generic proteins, byproducts, fillers, or artificial preservatives. Find us in New Hope off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Hawes. This afternoon, sunny with a high near 49. Tonight, clear with low around 29. And Friday, sunny with a high near 47.
This week's EatLocalMinnesota.com Restaurant of the Week is Victor's 1959 Cafe. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, offering traditional Cuban recipes in a relaxed, casual, and festive Cuban environment. Located at 3756 Grand Avenue in South Minneapolis. Details at EatLocalMinnesota.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Yes, Victor's 1959 Cafe on Grand Avenue in South Minneapolis. I love their breakfast there. If you've not had a traditional Cuban breakfast there, it is sensational, and I really encourage you to go give it a shot. It really is fantastic. Victor's 1959 Cafe, the EatLocalMinnesota.com Restaurant of the Week. Speaking of that, Gary, I've met Gary over at Victor's once before. Gary is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Gary.
Yeah, I remember that, Matt, you and your family. Hey, I was just going to say, do you remember Van Jones? They were refurbishing houses and the green jobs he had under Obama, and then they sabotaged his, what he was doing. But there's a gold mine, not an actual gold mine, but new, clean jobs from the sun just waiting to be come out if we get rid of that Koch network of big money keeping us stuck on this Model T technology we're in. So, and then I got a question. Who do we call? Do we call the state politicians? I'm sure Attorney General Keith Ellison, can he stop this? Or is it the federal offices?
Well, I mean, it's kind of one of those things, and I think, Gary, it's you know, your main focus should be on the state offices. I know that, you know, Governor Walz is not exactly sold on this idea either. And, you know, that's not, you don't want that to be your legacy. You don't want poisoned water to be your, in poisoned land to be your legacy on that. So, but I will say this, call the XL Energy Center. Ask them, why are you fawning all over PolyMed? I mean, it's a political issue. It's a political issue, and they're taking political sides. And I think it's a viable question to ask the X and say, you know, is this really, I mean, is this, you're telling me that someone else wouldn't be willing to buy the money, pay the money for it? On that, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. The stream is back up and running. Thanks, Eric. I do appreciate that. A judge on Thursday temporarily blocked Wisconsin Republicans' contentious lame duck laws limiting the powers of the new Democratic governor, Tony Evers, who immediately used his restored authority to pull the state out of the multi-state challenge to the Affordable Care Act. Dane County Circuit Judge Richard Neese brushed aside GOP concerns that the move could leave thousands of statutes passed in a so-called extraordinary session susceptible to challenge. Republican legislative leaders vowed to appeal. The order is part of a lawsuit filed by a coalition of liberal-leaning groups. They allege that the legislature met illegally when it passed the lame duck bills in December. Lawmakers convened in an extraordinary session, which is previously unscheduled floor period initiated by majority party leaders. The groups maintain the Wisconsin Constitution allows lawmakers to convene only at such times as scheduled in a law they pass at the beginning of each two-year session or at the governor's call. Attorneys for the legislature said that the argument is absurd and that the legislature has used extraordinary sessions for decades. They warned Neese that adopting the liberal group's position would mean more than 3,000 pages of statutes passed during such sessions vulnerable to legal challenges. Yes, it does. The legislature's attorney, Misha Seelen, said Tuesday during a hearing on the week that such a scenario would be a total disaster. Neese wrote in his order that he can't uphold the lame duck session and remain true to the state constitution. Failure by this court to enjoin the execution of the void laws cannot be seen as anything other than irreparable harm to a constitutional democracy such as ours. Neese wrote, the judge refused to grant Thielen's request for a stay and called for a lawyer's warning that an injunction would create legal chaos and alarmist domino theory. The lame duck laws prohibited Democratic Evers from withdrawing the state from lawsuits without legislative approval, preventing him from delivering on a campaign promise to remove Wisconsin from a multi-state lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act. Evers ordered Democratic Attorney General Josh Call to pull out of the ACA lawsuit less than 2 hours after the ruling was handed down. The laws force Call to seek permission from lawmakers before setting any lawsuits and to deposit settlement awards in the state's general fund rather than the State Department of Justice accounts. The measures allow lawmakers to intervene in lawsuits using their own attorneys rather than Department of Justice lawyers. The statutes also restrict early in-person voting to the 2 weeks before the election. In the past, municipalities could set their own hours. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, absolute jackass, by the way, and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, both Republicans, promised to appeal. They said in a joint statement that Neese has created chaos and questions about laws passed during previous extraordinary sessions. It truly is March Madness. Ha ha. God, nice. You guys shouldn't have done this in the first place. You guys shouldn't have done this in the first place. But, I mean, it's just the chaos wasn't us on this unconstitutional power grab. The chaos was you guys overturning our unconstitutional power grab. That's what they're saying. Which brings me to a point about Republicans. The massive level of hypocrisy is outrageous. I mean, it really is. They don't care anymore. And the reason why is that they have learned that their voters really don't give a rat's caboose about what they do. Republican voters could care less about what Republican politicians do. Really. They don't care. They're so brainwashed into voting R that they don't pay attention to what they are doing. And so they can get away with anything. And Republicans like to play that they are this tough on accountability. That's their whole argument this time around. They're going out there and saying we're going after daycares that are abusing state taxpayer dollars. We're going after teachers, making sure that they're good teachers. I mean, it's their usual thing. They love to threaten. They love to, we will punish groups that they don't like, and they don't like the teachers, and they don't like, you know, particularly, you know, the Somali daycares. And so they're basically, we have to get in there and watch what they're doing. But the hypocrisy of them is that they've had cases of fraud and waste dangled in front of their faces. And at no point did they even want to even investigate. And you know the reason why? It was under Sander. Do you remember Under Sander? I remember Under Sander. Oh, I remember Under Sander. Under Sander was the guy, the millionaire, they brought in, I think it was from Waite Park, who was taking food aid for needy people. And he took it not for 1 month, not for two, for like 18, 19 months. Under Sander came into the Minnesota House. You didn't really have to go, this was not a dig deep into the old files to find out who's been stealing taxpayer dollars. Under Sander, at the request of the Republicans, waltzed right into the Minnesota House and said, I've been stealing taxpayer dollars. Now, he said he did it legally because the rules state that you don't, it's about income, it's not about what wealth and how much you owe. But regardless, they never even looked into it. And for 18 months, this guy, this wealthy Republican guy, stole taxpayer dollars. And I have yet to see any Republican say, you know what, we need to have a full investigation into Under Sander. We want to count, we're the tough guys. We want accountability. That's what they say. And yet here we are once again. When someone comes in their office who happens to be a Republican who says, yep, I've defrauded the state of Minnesota. I have taken taxpayer dollars I was not entitled to, and I did so willingly. They won't even look at that because it's not about accountability. It's about using the term accountability to harass groups that their voters want them to harass. We got to go after those protesters on the highway. We have to get those Minneapolis highway protesters, a.k.a. black people, Latino people, Native American people, liberals. We have to go after these daycares that are stealing money, a.k.a. we have to go after the Somali and East African individuals who run daycares because those guys got to be watched. We have to go after the teachers. Because those teachers, not only are they going after a union, they're going after a liberal, a perceived liberal group that they can't stand. It's not about accountability, because if it was about accountability, go investigate Under Sander and arrest him for taking taxpayer dollars when he was not entitled to. It's not about accountability. It's about using accountability as a weapon when it's convenient. When the target of the accountability is a group of people that will appease the base that they want to vote for them. Look at me. I'm going after the black people. Look at me. I'm going after the Latino people. Look at me. I'm going after the Native Americans. Look at me. I'm harassing the liberals. I'm owning the libs. That's why Republicans are broken. This whole thing about accountability and stuff in Wisconsin, it wasn't. It was basically about owning the Democrats. Stopping the libs. Because there's no way on this planet any normal human being would have looked at these pieces of legislation and said, oh, that's a good idea. Nope. This is why the Republicans are broken. We can go back to the PolyMed issue. They can be bought and paid for. These guys are looking for a paycheck. They're looking for big zeros on the checks. They're looking for the campaign donations. They're looking for the lobbying gigs. They want their kid to get the sweet internship at the company. That's what they're looking for. And they could give a rat's caboose about you, me, the state of Minnesota. It's about their payoff. And as long as we continue to allow this to happen, we're all going to get screwed. We're all going to get screwed. So the question I have to ask you is, when are you going to have enough? When's enough for you? When have you had enough? When are you as a Republican voter going to finally say, well, maybe the people I elect should be doing stuff for me, not basically telling me how they're going to go harass groups that I don't like? And that's just, I mean, this is the failure. This is why the Republicans, this is why Cal Barr threatens Democrats and basically hasn't had to resign, is because at the end of the day, his voters are okay with the fact that he's not going to do anything outside of threaten Democrats. It's a sad world we live in indeed. Mike is in Columbia Heights. We'll take him in here before we get to the break. Welcome on in, Mike.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Hi, Matt. Let's do a suppose.
Okay.
Suppose that PolyMet gets their permits and everything and gets the rights to mine up there.
Yep.
And there's a surplus of the metals that they have up there, and they close up the mine. And they don't. They just keep the rights, and they don't use it to mine anything out. And Minnesota, the people up there in Minnesota, wind up getting stuck with no minerals to mine should they need it. And PolyMet walks away because there's a surplus of the metals on the market. Do you think that's a possibility?
I don't know the nuances of it. I mean, I know that the precious metals, there's generally a need on the market for them, but would they slow down production? They could.
Well, I don't think they're going to do it because there's a surplus of those metals on the market, and they're just going to close it up. They're just cornering the market. Back when the iron ore was flowing out of Duluth, they had a guarantee amount of money, tax money, that the companies had, the mining companies had to pay for every ton that they took out of Minnesota, so that the people of Minnesota wouldn't be here with no minerals and no money. And so they put a tax on that. Do they have a tax on everything that's going to come out of the PolyMet mines?
I don't believe so.
People in Minnesota don't wind up with their empty pockets.
Nope. There'll be a few dollars that get thrown around for a hockey player scholarship and stuff like that, but that's about it.
Well, that's a big issue with me if PolyMet should get it passed. Guaranteed that we get X number of dollars every year, whether they mine or not.
Well, and Mike, and going back to what I was saying before, and thanks, Mike, I appreciate the phone call. You can do this mining environmentally safe. It's never been done because we've never challenged a mining company to do it environmentally safe. It's cheaper for them to buy off the politicians to weaken the laws to poison the land. They want to take the stuff out of the ground, fine. They clean up everything, including the Swiss parent company. The Canadian shadow company. We list all their names on this bill. So they're all responsible that you are going to pay for the poisoning of the land if it's done. And I think, frankly, that would stop them right there because they don't want to pay for it. They already know it's going to be an environmental disaster. They already know that it's going to poison the land. They already know it's going to poison the water. They already know it's going to poison the air. They already know it. They already know it. They just have to get the laws in place to prove that don't make them have to clean it up. And the Republicans, they're so eager to help out on that level. You just have to say, you know what? Mine. Just everything is cleaned up at the end of the day. And that's not just PolyMet. That's the Canadian company that controls it. That's the Swiss company that controls that. and list all their names and all the executives, and then they want to sign it, then they're on the hook. And I'm sure they'll try to send in their lawyers to say, we were drunk, or something of that nature. But the reality is that you get their name on a contract, they say they're going to clean it up. Well, then they got to clean up their mess. Then they'll never touch those damn mine ever, because it will be too cost it will be too costly for them to pull the minerals out of the ground. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. Please tune in this week to hear about Carrie Ann Lucas, an idealist and disability rights champion who recently passed away at age 47. Then the big interview will be with Susan Robertson, another idealist working to make the Presbyterian Church more LGBTQ friendly. I've got a vision of a better world where everyone has a place at the table. Ellie 2.0 Radio, engaging and real. On AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Moe's Tax Service in St. Paul is one of the most successful independently owned tax services in the entire country. They offer a diverse team of highly trained and screened tax preparation experts for personal and business tax needs. This year especially, changes to the tax code make it even more important for you to have someone who is a dedicated tax preparation professional. Moe's has been in the business since 1971. Visit them at MoesTax.com. That's MoesTax.com. Or give them a call, 612-721-2026.
The Electric Fetus wants your used music. The used music buying bonanza is going on now at the Electric Fetus. Sell your vinyl, CDs, and DVDs from now through April 7th and receive an extra 50% based on the quote if you choose store credit. That's 50% more to use on more music or gifts. So bring your LP, CDs, and DVDs to the Electric Fetus. They're located at 2000 4th Avenue South and open 9 to 9 weekdays, 9 to 8 on Saturdays, and 11 to 6 on Sundays. And please note the store is closed April 1st for inventory.
Hello, fellow AM 950 listeners. This is JJ from Nightingale at 26 in Lindale. Come experience our delicious signature dishes and exciting rotation of inventive seasonal fare for my wife and chef, Carrie, and her team. Nightingale is the perfect place to gather for any occasion. With our extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selection, along with our dedication to great service, we offer a full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., two award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Should I praise a Republican? Should I praise a Republican?
Why not?
I can find one. Actually, this is spitting in the wind, but I got to give the guy credit. The Alex Smith Emergency Insulin Bill. Like most healthcare bills, named for a real person, was inspired by a story of an unnecessary death. In 2017, 26-year-old Smith, a Minneapolis man with diabetes, was forced off his mother's health insurance shortly after his birthday. He died less than a month later. Without insurance, his insulin had an out-of-pocket cost of $1,300, more than most people his age can afford to spend on rent, let alone medicine. The goal of his namesake bill is set up an emergency fund for diabetes patients managed by the Minnesota Department of Human Services and funded by fees on insulin manufacturers. Once a year, patients could tap into the fund if they need help paying for life-saving medicine. The bill is pushing its way through the Minnesota House, but it's going absolutely nowhere in the Senate. Meanwhile, Senator Scott Jensen, Republican from Chaska, is the only Republican author of the Senate version of the bill. As he told Fox 9, he has yet to convince fellow Republicans to support it. Because of the workload, there's been some hesitancy to hear the bills in the committee, he says. Oh, yeah, right, the workload. Making the Emergency Insulin Fund the unfortunate casualty of legislative triaging. But Jensen is finding it hard to put off another year, mainly because he's a doctor himself As Watertown Clinic, he has often had patients tell him they simply can't afford as much insulin as he's prescribing. They promise him they're keeping their blood sugar in line in order to compensate. But all that can change if these patients, say, catch the flu. Diabetes plays heck on the immune system. The flu plays heck on blood sugar. A little bad luck and they could end up with their lives at risk. It's horrifying that people are dying and horrifying that the legislature isn't moving fast enough to solve this, he told Fox 9. He blames the pharmaceutical industry, which makes billions of dollars on insulin, an average of $300 per vial in the United States, and does nothing to help people who can't afford it. They fly in their lobbyists from other states to try to put on as much muscle as they can. They're part of the problem. Wow. Holy cow. Mark the calendar. Welcome to the party, pal. Welcome to the party, pal. First of all, I want to give him credit. And here's what I'm going to give him credit for. He did not check his brain at the door. He went into the Senate. He's a doctor. He sees the real need. And that regardless of his political leanings, he has seen firsthand people can't afford insulin. And he has seen that the culprit here is the companies that produce insulin. And so his perspective is on point for this debate. And one of the truth is, it's a good bill. Having a fund, having a surplus of insulin to where if someone has an emergency and their choice is death or tapping into a state emergency fund, give them some of the emergency fund, for God's sakes. This isn't rocket science, is it? Now, you can make excuses as much as you want for the Republican leadership in the Senate dragging their heels on hearing this bill. My guess would be is that the powers that be in the Senate are telling you there's no way in hell we're going to go against the diabetes medications companies because they write big checks when it comes to election season, and they've told us to kill this bill. Then again, Jensen might even be bringing this bill up knowing it might not go anywhere because he's one of those Republican senators who's going to have a real interesting time winning re-election in 2020 with Donald Trump on the ballot. So, you know, I'm going to take it at face value that this guy indeed does see the need, does see the fact that there's this failure in the system. But it also points out what I've always said. I don't believe government should necessarily intercede proactively into a situation. But when, like with the Affordable Care Act, when the private sector is failing our citizens and charitable groups are not able to pick up the slack, then it becomes part of the government's job to save their people. And the fact that we are at a point where that is something that is debated, that Republicans will scream, no, let them die, is a travesty, is an absolute travesty. But the reality is we should try to help the least of us, period. And good on Republican Senator Scott Jensen, because you know what? This is something that we need to fix. And he might be the only Republican that's willing to go out on the line like this, but he's the only Republican that's willing to go out on the line like this. I'll give you credit on that one. It's a good bill. That bill should get a hearing. That bill should get passed. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see you.